This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. The Yankees-Red Sox rivalry is about to heat up once again. The Bronx Bombers were able to advance to the American League Division Series by whipping the Oakland Athletics 7-2, setting up a meeting with the Red Sox at Fenway tomorrow night at 7:35. Meanwhile, in today's NLDS action, the Colorado Rockies take on the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at 5:07, and the Atlanta Braves go against the Los Angeles Dodgers at 8:37. It was the perfect opening night for the Washington Capitals as they raised their first Stanley Cup banner before hammering the Boston Bruins 7-0. And center Jack Eichel has been selected captain of the Buffalo Sabres. The team announced the decision Wednesday, a day before its season opener against Boston. Eichel becomes the Sabres' 16th full-time captain and the first to wear the C since Brian Gionta handled the role from 2014-2015 to 2016-2017. Buffalo went with alternative captains for the past 2 years. Eichel is entering his fourth season since being selected with the number 2 pick in the 2015 draft. The 21-year-old is also the franchise's highest-paid player with his 8-year, $80 million contract kicking in this season. In tonight's NFL matchup, the Indianapolis Colts take on the New England Patriots at 8:20. And a youth football organization in Albany is mourning the death of a second coach to lose his life to gun violence in the past 3 months. The Times Union of Albany reports Joseph Davis died Monday, 2 days after police say he was shot multiple times outside a nightclub where he had volunteered as a bouncer for a dance party. The 42-year-old coach was the head of Albany Pop Warner Falcon football teams. A 25-year-old man has been charged with attempted murder. Those charges are expected to be upgraded. In early July, 26-year-old Elijah Cancer was shot and killed while trying to break up a fight at a party in Albany. He was a volunteer coach for the Pop Warner team. No arrests have been reported in his death. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.